Totnes Breakfast.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the full Totnes Breakfast on Sound Up Radio 102.5 FM with me, Peter Shearn. And today it is Friday and it's time for that Friday feeling. And so on the show today, we will be joined by regular participant, co-host of the Friday Feeling, which is Katie Whitehouse, of course. But unfortunately today, Hugh is away. Hugh Nankerville with his instant song. So no instant song today. However, instead, we have someone joining us halfway through the show. So a bit later on, we'll be joined by Ainsley Hamill. We'll be calling upon her. She's described as a mix between Heather Small and Julie Fowlis. And with that, you've got an idea of what she's going to sound like. But we'll hear more about that later. But we've got a whole bunch of music to get through this morning because it is that Friday feeling. So we're going to get straight on with it. And there you go. I've mucked up my devices already. So bear with while I press all the right buttons. I've got to get on to the actual list that has been put together by Katie. And she's ready to go. So am I. And here we are. Got it. We're ready. And so now I know she's got something to say about this because this is a new or quite an exciting thing in the White House camp. And this is the Haar and Two Sisters.
There were two sisters side by side, sing item the same I day. There were two sisters side by side, the boys are bound for me. There were two sisters side by side, one was skinny and the other one.
Give it.
Aha, Two Sisters. Lovely track. Really like that. Love the boron. Work that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work that out. Well done, Peter.
Hi, yeah, Katie.
I love that. Hi. How are you? Great to be on the show. I'm really fine, thank you. Yeah, really fine. Looking forward to going to Beardy Folk Festival this weekend. Ooh. And the Ha, who we've just heard play Two Sisters, are playing there. And it's the world premiere live performance of them as a band.
For them as well.
And so I'm really excited. What was that?
For them as well.
For them, yeah, completely. Yeah, because they just have not been able to meet. I mean, it's the same for a lot of people, but they formed a band and then that was it. They released a debut album. They met once for the recording and then that was it. Well over a year ago, so it's exciting. At this very moment, they are currently recording a new album in a secret location in North Yorkshire. I've seen some drone footage, and so they'll all be traveling down to the festival and back up again to finish the album. And I can't wait to meet them all together and to see them and hear them and soak up a bit of that extraordinary music and vocal.
You must be jigging about in excitement.
I am jigging about in excitement, as I do, as I'm prone to do, yeah.
I know you're a big fan of the Ha. Just a shout out to my brother who might be listening. Hi, Tony. He's very smitten by the Ha, I think, I have to say.
I've always said your brother Tony has very good taste, Peter.
I wondered what you were going to say there, Katie.
Well, as I haven't met him, I was limited in my response. Yes. But yeah, don't worry, you don't have to cut that bit out.
You set me off. All right, I'm okay. I'm together. I've got it. So we've got a guest joining us very soon, who you've arranged.
I have. I'm really looking forward to speaking to Ainsley Hamill, who'll be phoning in, I imagine, from Glasgow, but I'm not actually sure where she is today because she could be anywhere for all I know. Wow. But I'm really, really excited to introduce you to her and her music and two tracks from her.
Wonderful.
From her new album, her award-winning album, Guardian acclaimed album, Not Just Ship Land. I've picked two of my favourite tracks to play and for us to chat about. Before that, I actually met Ainsley through the Global Music Match scheme that we've talked about quite a lot. Mm. And a couple of other global artists have sent in their tracks for us to include. And I'm going to start by talking about and introducing a Tara Spencer. She is a funeral director turned songwriter.
Oh.
Which I think is really interesting. And she's from Nova Scotia in Canada. And she says she's really enjoying Global Music Match because it's giving her a chance to collaborate with so many people from all over the world, play with new musical styles. And she typically writes songs that tell intimate and very detailed stories. So she's figuring out how to navigate that using different languages, because she's writing with people who speak Breton, Spanish, you know, all over. So
I just wanted to point out that it's the other way around from the KLF, you know, the KLF, which arguably stands for the Kevex Liberation Front. Because one of their members went to Kevex, and they've turned into undertakers, so they've gone exactly the opposite direction.
You know, I thought it sort of rang a bell, but in the wrong direction when I was reading about Tara. Mm. that's really funny. But I do think if you were a funeral director, that's bound to inform your songs, isn't it?
So, yeah, absolutely. You'd learn a lot.
You would be bringing some depth with you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know. Rue and Claire are very wise people.
Oh, they are. I love everything that they say and write. Mm. They absolutely lap it up. But I've picked a song. It doesn't sound to me as if it's about death or dying or burying people. It's called Lunenburg Moon, and I spoke to Terry yesterday, and she told me that Lunenburg is one of Nova Scotia's most beautiful towns, right on the ocean, on the Atlantic Ocean.
One of those spooky places.
Yeah, I think so. And she played a concert there in 2017, and the evening was all about romance. It was just couples dining together and watching the show. I don't know if it was like a Valentine's night or something like that, but it was a stunning, stunning place, stunning view and everything. And she played with two other musicians, and the three of them were billeted for the night in the gorgeous captain's house there. Each of their accommodations was complete with two wine glasses, two chocolates, two everything. But they were just three stray singles. And this song sprang from that, which I think is wonderful because, as Tara says, longing is a great start for songwriting. Mm. I always say the best time to write about a sandwich is when you're hungry.
Yes. The worst time to shop. Best time to write.
Yeah, best time to write. So this is Lunenburg Moon.
Glowing golden, I remember your smile and the echo of footsteps as we met in the aisle, and the music was gentle but it lifted us high. It was just an old folk song, but it still made me cry. We went to a party with some friends down the street. The wine kept on flowing as we followed out to a house on the hillside while the town was asleep. Every step on the staircase had a secret to keep. All the words I sailed on, and the shore winds blow colder.
Tara Spencer. Tara.
Love that.
As in the earth.
As in the earth, yeah. Mm. Beautiful. I'm really captivated by that. And actually, I've so enjoyed, I invited the musicians who are taking part in the Global Music Match to send me tracks if they wanted to for us to play on that Friday Feeling show. And yeah, quite a few have sent them in. And it's been a wonderful journey for me to explore music that I would actually have never, probably never have heard, never. And it's really good. And that's one of the things about this program is that the artists who apply go through a selection process. And of course, that's quality driven. It's not genre driven at all. It's quality driven. That's why everyone in it is amazing. And probably most people on it are kind of somewhere on the scale of emerging still. You know, they haven't fully, they're not household names yet, but they, all of them have got that potential. So it's a very exciting time to get to know these amazing people. So yeah, that was Tara from Canada. And the next artist I'd like to introduce you to is, she's called Jill Stark, and she's actually another overtone singer and a dancer, like the Lunatractors were, who we spoke to, who were our special guests last week.
I love
week.
A bit and, of overtone, me.
Oh, you do love a bit of overtone. A bit of overtone in the bathroom.
Yeah.
We're in the public toilet, as Claire was saying.
Yes.
But Jill is a Taiwanese singer-songwriter and producer, and she focuses on electronic experimental music. And she incorporates her homeland's native Hakka language alongside a form of singing that she claims she acquired in a past life. So that's really interesting. I think we should get her on the show.
Yeah.
She's right up the Totnes Street, isn't she?
Definitely.
Right up the Totnes Alley. So it's Mongolian overtone chanting to create that polyphonic tone over a so-called drone. And so using that and harmonic dynamics, and she has a really inventive mind. She says she also channels her music through dance, so really we should be looking at a video, I think. But she's been compared to Bjork and Kate Bush, kind of gives you a flavor of her before we even hear her. And anyway, the song that I've picked is called Elephant Song. And I asked Jill yesterday what inspired her to write this song. And she said that she'd been reading an article about how riding elephants is banned, thankfully banned these days. And she remembered how when she was 12, she went to India and she went hoping to, you know, ride on an elephant. And she remembers one particular really old elephant who could barely walk, and yet the captor kept hitting it and hitting the elephant and saying, walk faster, and it just made her really think back. What was that elephant's life like? You know, how badly was that elephant treated? And, you know, what did it eat? Was it fed and watered properly? And a lot of the lines you'll hear, like, don't climb on me, all kinds of words in that. There's a mix, I think, of various languages in this song, but there's some English in there and I think some Hakka, I'm not sure. But this is a very, a song about her shame of us as a human race called Elephant Song.
Thank you.
That's the Elephant Song, Jill Stark. And yeah, as you were saying, there's a massive clash of cultures going on there, it sounds like.
That's really interesting. So that is a global collaboration within itself, talking of global things, global, that Jill has collaborated with Anna Maret, who's from Finland, and Baridi, who's from Argentina, from Buenos Aires, and I think who's an electronic producer. And the result, you know, if you listen to all the language that overtones the rhythm in the everything, the kind of whole atmosphere of it is really rich, isn't it? And takes you on a massive journey. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear. I'm just going to sort of, if listeners can hear a saxophone in the background, that's Bev in her room. She's practicing. So I apologize if you can hear that. But it's not interfering with the music. So don't worry. It's just interfering with us, Katie.
I think it's nice to hear a bit of Bev playing the saxophone. She's very good.
She is good. Yeah. She's walloping in a way. There's a metronome going and she's walloping them out now. You know that. Anyway, I digress.
You did digress.
Yeah, I did. And
let's go straight into a song from Ainsley Hamel, who's going to be our guest and after the song. And I've picked a track from her new EP, and it's called The Daffodil King.
You birds of Madrone, awaken faded flowers from death. The king of flowers is here. For long you went, he braved your worst in climes of sun. To watch the velvet swords that burst when daffodils grow.
The velvet swords that burst
Well, that was Daffodil King by Ainsley Hemel, who has joined us, me and Katie. You're here. Hello, Ainsley.
I'm here. Hello. How you doing?
Very, very well. What a stunning voice that was, and still is. I love the way your singing voice is very different from the voice you're introducing to us now.
It's so funny. Like, so many people say that. You know, I think also when maybe folk have not heard me speak and they maybe just heard me sing, you know, they're like, my God, I thought you're so much older. You know, I think they've got me some like 80-year-old woman.
You do have a very mature sounding voice with the singing, and that's not an insult. That is that's a compliment. It actually reminded me of songs from maybe the 60s.
Yeah, all right, I'll take that. That's a compliment. Yeah.
Well, singing style.
It's not an age thing. It's the depth, isn't it? The depth and the power and the soul in there that is so rich. It's blown me away, Ainsley, to listening to your EP. And actually struggled. I picked my two favourites, and that's one of them. But I struggled to pick the favourites because I wanted to play them all. So we'll be playing the whole EP over the next few weeks.
Oh, amazing! And,
definitely.
It's really and this was your debut EP, was it? Not Just Ship, Land.
Well, that was my first full solo album.
Right.
And I put out an EP called Belle of the Ball in late 2019. And I always intended to do a solo album, but the whole thing kind of grew arms and legs in the process. Obviously, you played the Daffodil King there, and you'll have heard the string orchestra.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think people are like, what? You've recorded with a string orchestra? You know, like, it's not your classic folk album, I guess. But
it's definitely not. No.
Yeah, I just like doing different things now and then, keeping it sort of new and fresh. And it makes it exciting for me, you know.
So, working with a string orchestra, how did that come about? I mean, they don't come out of cupboards, do they?
Certainly not. But I actually started off doing a commission in Glasgow, and it was to write a certain amount of songs to be performed with string orchestra about a place that is now connected to Glasgow. It's called Govan. Mm. And once upon a time, it wasn't connected with Glasgow. It sort of stood as its own township. And I sort of panicked slightly when I was asked to write songs about Govan, because, you know, in recent years, the shipbuilding industry has calmed down a lot. But once upon a time, you know, it used to be a thriving industry on the Clyde, then Govan specifically. So it's got that really strong and proud shipbuilding tradition attached to it. But the more I researched it, the more I realised actually there's a number of quite amazing individuals that came from the place, and they all come from really, really humble backgrounds. So anyway, I wrote all these songs, and I thought, gosh, it's a shame to just let these go, you know, and just never record them. And Malcolm Lindsay, who was my producer and arranger, said, well, why don't we just make an album? And I was like, that's funny, Malcolm. You know, a string orchestra album. He was like, no, I'm serious. Just do it. So I did. And here we are.
Wow.
That's really interesting. So he's he writes a lot, doesn't he, or composes for film and BBC, doesn't he? And so...
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the combination of you and he—you could hear, you know—it was so atmospheric. And does presume you wrote all the songs yourself?
Yeah, that's right.
And he produced.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like working with him?
Do you know, it was so good actually, because I think you get used to working with the same folk a lot, which I'm so thankful for. You know, I've been in such wonderful bands, and I'm in great bands with like really lovely people, and it's such a pleasure, you know, to work with such nice people in the folk scene. But sometimes, you know, for your own sake, you find that you have to mix it up a little bit and just get a new sound, and that was really, really exciting for me. And, you know, Malcolm's got so much experience, you know, working in the music industry, and he's also a phenomenal jazz player as well. He has this incredible collection of guitars, and he can certainly play them as well.
That's just, you know, fetishism, having lots of guitars.
I know, it really is, isn't it? Disgusting.
Yeah,
it is.
That's just showing off.
That is, yeah.
But yeah, it was wonderful to be in the company of such a wonderful musician from another genre, you know.
Yeah.
And it opened my eyes to just, you know, like a slightly different style and different approach to working on an album, you know. So it really was a big learning curve, and I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah, what an amazing experience. And if you could sort of do that again, but with a different leap and a different opening up, who might you pick to produce or work with next? I mean,
I don't know. To be honest with you, doing this global music match at the moment has like seriously opened my eyes. Mm. You know, you're so stuck in your wee bubble, and there's just a vastness out there. There's so many talented people doing very, very different things, you know, and the world's your oyster, I guess. And you know, when you're creating new music, you think, oh, sometimes you think it's too much of this and it's too much of that, or I'm not being traditional enough, or I'm not being okay enough, I won't fit into all these categories, when actually it's not about that. And you know that yourself, like as a creative, but sometimes you can't help but be pushed down a certain road, you know. And actually, this whole experience has shown me that, so it's meant to all be folk music, but actually, some of it is so broad, you know, you can't define it as traditional music in some senses. Like, it is a broad sense of folk music. And we were on this big group call. In fact, Katie, you will have been there. And is it Lisa Schwartz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is the director of, you know, like the New Orleans Jazz Festival. She said the most amazing thing. She said what Louis Armstrong says, all music's folk music, because I've never seen a horse sing.
Yeah, you know? That's quite, no, I agree.
Oh, it's so true. It is so true, you know, and it's just opened my eyes to that being so true. Yeah, I'm very thankful to be part of Global Music Match, because it's given me a lot of inspiration, actually.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and it's so great not to be stuck. And actually, everybody gets stuck, and this gives you. Sometimes we need permission, don't we? We need permission, like a green light. That I think Global Music Match gives you the green light to just get stuck in to something with someone completely different and see what comes out.
Yeah. Has the pandemic had an effect on whether you meeting up with other people and making connections? Has it been easier under the process of pandemic to do that?
Do you know what? It's another one of those green lights, isn't it? Because of pandemic, you would never in a million years meet with somebody over Zoom. It would be this awkward thing, like, I'm going to see in my house, and you know, like, you just didn't want to go there. But it's so normal now, and it gives you the ability to just connect with so many more people. So actually, I feel the pandemic, although it's been horrendous, you know, and so many people have lost their lives, and it's been a really trying time. Again, it's opened doors and, you know, introduced us to a new way of being. And I think a lot of people have let their guard down, because we're all back to square one. Nobody's really ahead of the next person. You know, you're all of a sudden on this level playing field.
Mm.
So maybe previously, if you'd felt, oh, I'm not good enough or such and such, you're back to square one. You know, so like a lot of people learning new skills over lockdown, you know, like learning to play the guitar or whatever it may be, you know, I think we've definitely grown from it.
Lots
of avenues have opened. Yeah.
I'm keen to hear a bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that, because so my other favourite track of all the favourite tracks on this album, is actually referring to one of those heroes of the shipping. One of those local heroes, anyway. Yeah. Lizzie Robinson, and the track I picked is "No Time to Lose." Do you want to say a little bit about the song before we play it?
Yeah, gosh. So Lizzie worked in the munitions factory in Cardonald, which is right next to Govan. And obviously for the war effort, all these women were employed. And she never lost time over a whole year. And she'd be working 7 days a week on 18-hour shifts. Literally work, go home, sleep, come back. And, you know, she didn't take 1 hour off. And, you know, it's testament just to how amazing like women are, and just constantly underrated, you know, and still being underrated, not paid equally, and it's just completely farcical, you know. And she was given the Medal of the Order of the British Empire by King George, and she was given that at Ibrox Stadium in Govan, and she was given a standing ovation for like 4 minutes, which you'll know yourself, you're on stage, like a minute clap feels long, you know. The whole thing is about those women, you know, being named as the canaries, and the TNT used to make their skin go yellow, and they just didn't give in. And
bloody hell.
Yeah, the incredible women, and Lizzie was one of them.
Right.
Wow, fantastic. You've captured that in song. I've got goosebumps all over me, and that's even before you start singing, just hearing the story. So this is "No Time to Lose."
She'll clock in and she'll clock out. Don't doubt you'll be there breathing yellow powder. Don't speak out. We're not the ones who have packed Canadians and overalls, still looking pretty after hours. We don't need a break, break a sweat, break our backs. We'll work longer, working mad at disorder. So you know we can. Pretty birds off the perch for half the price. Never mind, overtime, forget this ever happened. When together we're only fighting for our freedom. That's why we cheer for Lizzie, she stands up for us all. There's no time to lose time, we'll decorate your door for all. Dealers of day mixed with nights, 7 days every week. Shell girls work, fading quiet at home, being looked down on, only being alone, dropped after the fame. Godspeed the plough. Fighting the good fight. When 60,000 sat at Tybrook's Park to watch soldiers and widows being honored by the king. The Lizzie danced the gangway and the crowd went wild, and loyalty was never misunderstood. That's why we cheer for Lizzie, she stands up for us all. There's no time to lose time.
As I was just saying to Ainsley, it's become the soundtrack of my week because I've been playing it on repeat. And I love the way it completely hooks me in at the beginning with the lyric and the alliteration and the consonants. You know, that rhythmic, that kind of factory, you feel like you're in a factory with all of that. And then it just evolves into this most beautiful, soulful. I love the way the lyric and the atmosphere evolves throughout the song.
Gorgeous.
Floating. Yeah, it's going to catch. I'm driving from Devon to Shropshire tomorrow for Beardy Folk Festival. It's quite likely I'll probably have it on repeat the whole time. So
I can see why.
That's what happens. I don't know if do you ever do that? Get addicted to one track?
Not so much. Not me. How about you, Ainsley?
Do you know what I do? I am exactly the same. Sometimes I just can't get away from things, you know, especially when I'm driving. That's my prime listening time.
I did wear out Salisbury Hill. I just have to remember that from when that came out.
Okay. That's a tune. That's such a tune. No wonder you were hooked on that one.
Yeah. Back in the day. Yes. And you've traveled, you've been around the world doing a lot of traveling with your music. Eurovision in Gothenburg?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you know, for the Euros, you know, like the football, Eurovision actually put out a pretty funny tweet about Scotland comparing the football team to those that have done Eurovision, you know, representing Scotland. So if you want a wee laugh, you can look that up. But yeah, that was so bizarre. That was like an out of body experience.
Was it really? What was the thing that stands out for you most about the experience?
Okay, so like I think being on stage, like with just the whole audience in front of you, like cheering for their country, and obviously we're in Gothenburg, so all the medleys that we sang all together were ABBA.
Of course, naturally.
Amazing. Naturally.
Right.
I big licks singing Dancing Queen. Like, it was so good. I can't even put it into words how good it was. It was surreal. It was like the best karaoke I've ever done.
Oh, that's brilliant. I know, that's what fun. Yeah. That's really amazing.
I must admit, Eurovision is not the first thing that comes to mind when I hear that the music we've just been listening to, I have to say.
God, no.
I do quite like Eurovision, and I like its wackiness. And again, it's sort of like it aligns with what I was saying earlier. You know, like who cares about genre? Like, do you like express yourself? And I feel Eurovision is exactly that. You know,
yeah, and
it's fun. I love
that. Yeah, just express yourself. Yeah,
totally.
Do you know my friends Boo Hewardine and Findlay Napier, who are living in Glaswegian songwriter?
Well, I know Findlay really, really well. Yeah. Findlay was actually weirdly one of my like lecturers, I guess, at the conservatoire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Glasgow. Yeah, but as was his brother, actually, Hamish.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, as time goes on, like sort of working in the same scene, you just become pals. You know.
Yeah. Of course.
So yeah, no, Findlay's great. Findlay's also written an album about, well, I've written my album about Govan, but he wrote an album about Glasgow, which is fun.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love those songs. There's one song on it, the one, I can't remember the name of it now, but the one that's about the Goths by the graveyard.
Yeah, the Goths and the necropolis.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's brilliant. And I'm not sure if it was that song, but he said about one of the songs from that album, he sat down and tried to write a bad song just because he was stuck. He thought, let's do things a different way. Right, I'm going to deliberately write a bad song and then wrote one of the most brilliant songs he's ever written, I think.
That's a strange thing to attempt to do, though, isn't it? That's pretty odd.
Well, it's about tricking yourself into not caring.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's about getting over your block. So anyway, enough about him. What about, Ainsley, what about what's next for you? What's the next? I mean, there's Global Music Match at the moment, but can you see life? Is there life beyond that?
No. No. You're going to have to be quick, Ainsley, because we're going to hit the 9 o'clock barrier at this rate.
Oh, oh gosh. Well, you know, I have a podcast coming out. I sang on a podcast called Atlantic, A Scottish Story, which has a kind of like all-star Scottish cast. So that's coming out in about a week's time. So that's very exciting. That's my next thing. And then lots of recording and collaborations as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, please send us the link to that, because when we, you know, put the show out, we can link to all these things, or yeah, presumably they'll all be on the website. But
amazing.
Yeah. Well, I've
that's
got
exciting.
It is
really
exciting. Yeah.
To listening to that.
Well, I've got to bring this love in to an end. Yeah, we're just out of time. It's been fantastic meeting you, Ainsley.
Oh
yeah.
It's so nice to meet you, Peter. Obviously, like, I've been speaking to you a lot, Katie, but it's nice to have a wee chat with you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you without the rest of that rabble. this is how I can test whether they tune in and listen.
There you go. Yeah. I know, you'll get heckled at the next meeting. But honestly, Peter, as well, thanks very much for having me on.
Oh, like, it's been an absolute joy, absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Well, Katie, we've got to go. So you've got to explain what our play out song is.
Okay, I'm going to introduce a wonderful song called September by a four-piece folk band, Brother C, Celtic folk band, which is Chris Lannan, Harbottlin Jonas, who you know well, and Annie Bayliss. Actually, they are often accompanied by other people, but those are the main four. And this is called September, which I believe is their latest single.
Lovely. Thank you for listening, everyone. This has been a full breakfast, full Totnes breakfast. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Feel the warm September sun, fluorescent fires no longer burn. Kiss my skin, for it is torn from a hiding place to be born. While I kneel, stand quietly, a glass reflects the poetry. A candle's flame still it flickers, casting shadows full of wonders. Full of wonders. Casting shadows full of wonders. Full of wonders. Full of wonders. Casting shadows full of wonders. Up the plastic rain, if only I can take the pain. See within those precious eyes, spruce clouds and autumn skies. Tell me where the acrylic color, the deep base gray, hold this other part of me. I long to be with the wind, his sister, running free, running free. With the wind, his sister, running free, running free, running free. With the wind and sister running free. Steer my gaze out to sea, reclaim what is worn out. All I ask is to dwell in peace in September's swell. Steer my gaze out to sea, reclaim what is worn out. All I ask is to dwell in peace in September's swell.
swell. Steer my gaze out to sea. Reclaim what is worn out. All I ask is to dwell at peace in September's swell.